Lamed Beis Sif Nun Aleph Yit Poir Shloisha Tfirois Bechol Tzad. The way you sew the tefillin together, which we learned before, is Halacha Moshe Sinai, is to make three stitches on each direction. V'chud haTfira is soivev mishtei ruchos, and it should go back and forth on both sides in the fashion that you see the full line of stitching, both on the top and the bottom. V'yavechud haTfira ben kol bayis u'bayis, and also you should have this chut going between each one of the bottom of the tefillin shel rosh. There should be some simen of separating between each one. Says the Rambam, Miu, im loy osir ak eser tefiris, apoch mizeh einoy nifsal. If you made only 10 tefiris or less, it does not become posel. So it says in Mishnah Berurah, if you didn't have the chut go between one bias and the next, it also doesn't posel. Chabi continues, v'yesh mishoyimen sh'shteim eser tefiris eilu yeh b'chut echot. So though that say that should be from one strand of chut of the sinews, which is the way it's done, there's a discussion. It brings a Mishnah Berurah that if it does get ripped in the middle, are you allowed to tie it up or not? Some say if it does get ripped up, you have to replace it. Others say that it is good. That which is machlokes is in a case where the reason why it ripped was because it was too weak to hold on. But if it was a strong sinew, just was too short, then everybody agrees, then you can add on to it. In other words, the discussion is, are you allowed to use weak sinews? But if you use strong ones, then they're good. And that's the way the Mishnah Berurah paskens. The nice thing Mishnah Berurah brings that if he has no other gidim around to use, then he can rely on the limited opinion of